This is GQDN for Friday, May 26, 2023. Happy Friday, everybody. Finally Friday. Yay. Brought to you by Audible. Get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some... we've got some deals. A little bit of Mario Kart. And the game was delayed. But today, as we get serious, because PushSquare.com did say that the PlayStation Showcase fans were divided. So, they did a poll. And we're going to go through this a little bit, because I started the bad part. In the poll, and it's unscientific, 11% of people said that it was terrible. 11% of people said it was very poor. 22% said it was poor. So that's the bottom line. So right there is 44% of people just spoke up. 28% of people said it was okay. 15% of people said it was good. 8% of people said it was very good. And 5% of people said it was excellent. Okay, got 44, so 8 and 5, or 5 and 8, 13 plus 15. 28%, so 56% said it was okay to excellent. Well, 44% said it was below the line. Okay, so is that divided enough? Well, to them, Push Square said, quote, "In short, it was a showcase that clearly divided fan opinion. And while general consensus seems to be that it was a completely missed opportunity for PlayStation Studios specifically, the poll results at least suggest that it wasn't all bad, and we think that's a fair assessment." We'll be talking about the entire showcase tomorrow. But what was not in the showcase was Diablo 4. But we do know what the release times are, and this is going to be the official release times, not the early release times. So, on June 5th, Pacific time will be 4 p.m. New York will be 7 p.m. on June 5th. Sao Paulo will be 8 p.m. So that's basically one more time slot over. Now, London on June 6th will be 12 a.m. Berlin will be 1 a.m. And Istanbul will be 2 a.m. Seoul, Korea, will be 8 a.m. Sydney will be 9 a.m. and Auckland will be 11 a.m. So now you know the release times. Now the early access times will be the same times a few days earlier. Irvine at 4, New York at 7. So yay, I get to play it at night. Sao Paulo at 8. London, June 2nd, 12 a.m. Berlin, 1 a.m. Istanbul, 2 a.m., Seoul at 8 a.m., Sydney at 9 a.m., and Auckland at 11 a.m. So all the times are the same times. And there will also be Twitch drops. And the Twitch drops will begin on June the 5th, with unique drops available each week. So what you need to do is watch 3 hours, and you'll see 3 hours each week for the first reward, and the further 3 hours for a total of 6 to earn the second. You must claim the first reward before your progress towards the second drop will be continued. So week one will be Rogue and Necromancer, and that will be between Monday, June 5th and Sunday, June 11th. 3 hours will be the Swordback Stabber Dagger Weapon Recolor, and 6 hours will be Matron Sigil Cofferback Trophy, Prognator Favorback Trophy. Week two will be Sorcerer, the Azurhand Spellslinger Wand Weapon Recolor, Helleran Tabernacle Back Trophy. Week 3 will be Druid. And Twitch drops, once again, will be June 19th to June 25th. Azurhand Hand Cleaver Weapon Recolor, Front of the Mother Back Trophy for Druid. And week 4 will be Barbarian. And that'll be June 26th to July the 2nd. Azurhand Skull Crusher Weapon Recolor, that's the 3 hours. And the 6 hours will be Mutrex Mantle Back Trophy for Barbarian. Now, there will also be the Primal Instinct Mount for the Twitch subscriptions to any tier eligible Diablo 4 streamer between June 5th and July 2nd. You can find a list of the eligible streamers on the Twitch site, so go enjoy the game. Now we're going to hit the esports corner. And yes, we're talking about Overwatch 2 because, according to .esports.com, people aren't happy with the game. So, we're going to find a couple quotes here by different players. None are named because what one gamer did say, quote, NGL, the widow, Hanzo, meta, blinking sucks. Okay. Another quote from another player. For the first time, I feel like this game has actually become kind of stale. Another quote says, the release of Lifeweaver was a complete flop and nobody wants to play him. I didn't see anything positive in there, because I would have quoted if there was any positive quotes. But Esports Insider did say also that Parabellum Esports did appear to be shut down as their CEO leaves and the rosters were released. So, via an announcement on Twitter, on May the 25th, Chris Lama did say that he had stepped down from his position on React. So here's what he said, quote, on Twitter, I've stepped down from my position at React as of Monday, and I will be starting a new job the first week of June. I'm no longer in the esports industry, but I will still be in the influencer and media space. More to come. If DP does return, I have informed RGG that I will be available to support the transition, whatever it will look like. I want to thank everyone who supported the team and myself over the last 2 years. It has been a roller coaster, many highs and many lows. I've learned a lot during my time and has allowed me to bring into this, into my class, and to help other orgs who need help getting started or finding their path. Looking forward to sharing my next journey in a few days. So, that's what's been going on there. Now, Engadget did say that here's how you get to watch the Summer Games done quick in the 2023 speedrun. So, you can go to the Games Done Quick Twitch channel, which I have, or you can go on the Games Done Quick YouTube channel, and you will be able to see Breath of the Wild done really fast. Choo Choo Charles, Hi-Fi Rush, Ring Fit Adventure, and some other games. Curse of Monkey Island, like that. And some other stuff. So, the event does start on 1 p.m. on Sunday, May 28th. And it'll end in the early hours of June 4th. And like I said, it'll be on the YouTube and the Twitch channel. Just look for Games Done Quick. Now, we go to NintendoEverything.com back to games and say that Front Mission 2 Remake has been delayed. So, it will be looking at a quarter 3, 2023 instead of June 12th, 2023. So here's what they said in the statement. As premiere date of Front Mission 2 Remake approaches, we have made the decision to postpone the release of the game on Nintendo Switch. This decision was not taken lightly. Sorry, I'm not taking that out. But in collaboration with the development team, we want to ensure that we have sufficient time to add as many functionalities as possible while proceeding with proper implementation and test in order to meet your expectations for a modern-day remake. We understand the anticipation surrounding Front Mission 2 Remake and the excitement you have shown throughout its development. Please rest assured that we are fully committed to delivering polished and faithful remake of your beloved franchise. While we are currently unable to provide specific revised premiere date, we assure you that we are working tirelessly to complete the project as soon as possible, with the aim of releasing the game the third quarter of this year. And we go to GamesRadar.com because they said that Metal Gear Solid did add two original Metal Gear games. Now, if you go to PlayStation Store, you will see that Metal Gear Solid does reveal both Metal Gear and Metal Gear 2 will be bundled with the original trilogy when it launches later this year. So it's all downloadable. Have fun with it. Mario Kart did reveal the Princess Tour with the Daisy Circuit Peach courses. This comes to us from NintendoEverything.com, and they did post a YouTube or a couple of YouTube videos with the suits that you could use and the original trailer. And they will have the styles, and it will, and the tour will also kick off on May 31st. So about 5 days from now, and you'll see what's in store for the races. So go enjoy it. Now we go to GameSpot because, Best Buy did put some sales up. And that would include Dying Light 2, $25. Far Cry 6 at $15. Grand Theft Auto 5 at $20. It Takes Two at $20. Last of Us Part 2 at $21. Mario & Rabbids Sparks of Hope at $30. Marvel's Midnight Suns Enhanced Edition at $37. And Spider-Man Miles Morales at $44, along with other games. So go check out Best Buy site and you will see all the different games and equipment, like a Asus ROG Zephyrus M16. It's now $1,500, and the Acer Predator Helios 300 at $1,300. So go check all those out. Now, Medros, I got one for you. Because, according to IGN.com, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet is getting some home support next week. And that'll be on May the 30th. See, once the date was announced, it was like immediately taken down. But instead of May 30th, it'll be on May 29th. But players won't be able to access the service starting at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern for 6 hours. So here's what they said for the delay for Pokemon, or at Pokemon, quote, "We put the cart before the Mudsdale. Earlier, we mistakenly posted that Pokemon Home version 3.0.0 would launch on May 23rd, 24. However, the actual release date is yet to be announced. 3.0.0 is coming soon, though, so please continue to follow our pages for more information. Starting 5/24, get special Pokemon when you link Pokemon Home with Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet. You'll be able to receive Sprigatito, Fiocruco, Quaxi, with hidden abilities and mysterious gifts in the mobile device version of Pokemon Home." So, we are indeed home, aren't we? We are at Group Quest on Twitter. I'm at Joe Rums. And tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge, 5:30 p.m. this Memorial Day weekend. Well, that's what it is in the U.S. And yes, we got some PlayStation stuff to talk about. Oh boy. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We will go play some games now, people. So go play some games, please. We'll see you tomorrow night. Until then, bye-bye.